Welcome to History 110 Podcast. This is Keith Lemke, and I'll be talking about the Battle of Saratoga. The Revolutionary War is enshrined in American memory as the beginning of a new nation with freedom like no other. The first year of independence for the colonists was almost its last. The Continental Army was much more inefficient than that of the professionally trained British Army. During the summer of 1776, British forces led by General Howe advanced towards New York and smashed into the American forces led by General Washington. To the dismay of the American Army, Washington could not defeat the much more experienced British Army and was outmaneuvered. The winter months brought disease and famine that devastated the Continental Army. Morale became very low amongst the American Army when the British recaptured Fort Ticonderoga. Needless to say, the Americans still had some hope due to Washington's victories at Princeton and Trenton. The Battle of Saratoga was a pivotal victory for the American forces and was a main contribution in defeating British forces. This is why many historians argue it was a turning point of the war. The Battle of Saratoga was, in fact, not just one, but two battles. The first battle, which is known as Freeman's Farm, occurred on September 19, 1777. General Burgoyne, leader of the British forces, saw an opportunity to attack when he received word that the Continental Army was spread very thin. Now foaming at the mouth, Burgoyne saw the end of the Revolutionary War within his grasp. Burgoyne ordered his forces to divide into thirds, with the hopes of pinning General Gates down without any reinforcements at his disposal. General Gates, being the wise commander that he is, did not pursue the British, but instead waited for the ensuing attack. However, General Benedict Arnold was itching for a fight and sent Morgan and Poor forward, cutting down British soldiers at will. With fighting heating up, British troops began to savagely attack the front lines of Gates and company. Charge after charge, British troops attacked the Americans, gradually pushing them back to the stage of retreat. Seeing that the day was lost, Gates ordered a retreat to keep his army intact. At the end of the day, casualties were close in comparison. The Americans had 100 dead, 325 wounded, and 40 missing. The British had 160 dead, 364 wounded, and 42 missing. 19 days later, on October 9, 1777, American and British forces once again went to battle, this time at Bemis Heights. According to Richard Kempton's book, Saratoga, Turning Point of American Revolutionary War, the heavily wooded area forced Burgoyne to sit back and wait for the Americans to attack. Gates then ordered Morgan and Poor to attack the British lines. With the British lines beginning to break, and Gates' forces pushing through, all remaining reinforcements Burgoyne had were called up. However, to no avail, Gates' army overran British lines and caused Burgoyne to retreat to Saratoga. After suffering a catastrophic loss at Bemis Heights, General Burgoyne surrendered 10 days later on October 17, 1777. Burgoyne was harshly criticized for his lack of bravery during the Battle of Bemis Heights and was never given command of an active unit again. The Battle of Saratoga was a pivotal point in the Revolutionary War for several different reasons. The victory at Saratoga gave the American Army a morale boost and the will to continue to fight for their freedom. The victory showed other foreign powers, such as France, that the United States could not only defeat, but also capture a British army in the field of battle. This victory also convinced the French to give military aid to the Americans. This was evident when the French came by sea and cut off General Cornwallis at Yorktown. Cornwallis gave his formal surrender at Yorktown on October 19, 1781, ultimately freeing the Americans from British rule. Pleading illness, Cornwallis did not attend the surrender ceremony, but his second-in-command, General Charles O'Hara, carried Cornwallis' sword to American and French forces. The British army returned to England and was criticized for losing to such an inferior enemy. Needless to say, the victory at Saratoga was a turning point in the war that provided the Americans with the essential tools to win the Revolutionary War. This glorious victory over Britain gave America its freedom and has allowed the nation to transform into what it is today. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to sit down and listen to my podcast. I would also like to thank Professor Baumgartner and Hannah Buzelitz for taking time out of their day to evaluate my podcast.